Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season two. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
Borahe Iconic Army.
Borahe.
Congratulations to BTS for their success so far with this album. Arirang is number one on Billboard Hot 200, the album chart. Like, we are just so ecstatic to see it there at number one.
Yes.
I anticipate it's going to stay there for weeks to come. Swim got a global kill all, meaning that it earned number one on every music chart in the world, which is just super incredible. An example of this is like Billboard Hot 100. And so, yeah, Apple Music, Spotify, Melon, YouTube Music, Hanto, Oricon, Lion Music, etc. So they are number one. Swim is number one across the board on all streaming services.
Freaking incredible. Yeah. This was like, I had to tell my coworkers about this before I left. Like, by the way, BTS got a global kill all, which means blah, 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 you know, because I'm so proud of them. Like, this album, Swim, the songs in this album deserve this high of charting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then on the Billboard Global chart, which excludes U.S. streaming, it deserved the spot of the top 10 songs are all Arirang. So, like, all 10 are just from the album, which is incredible. And BTS are the only musicians ever to do this. No one's ever done this.
Incredible and insane. Also, Swim is their seventh number one song on the charts.
That is so perfect and serendipitous.
Iconic. Yes, OT7, seventh number one track, like literally perfect. I also agree with
you. It makes me so happy to just see the success of this album and that everyone is loving it as much as we do, because this song continues, not the song, this album continues to be on repeat for both of us. Like, we can't stop, and it's been a couple weeks now, and I anticipate even past us going to the concert at the end of April, we'll still be listening to this album.
God. This album is, I'm going to be in the top 0.001% of listeners of this album this year. Like, this album will by far surpass any other music that I listened to this year. I already know it. The only thing that could compete is if BTS dropped more music. Like, that's where I'm at, because am I listening to anything else right now? Absolutely not. Like, I don't even want to. So yeah,
your Spotify Wrapped is just Arirang, right? Nothing else. No other music will be the only thing.
Will be like a tiny bit of like Bad Bunny from the beginning of the year, from pre Arirang, and then post Arirang, it'll be only Arirang for the rest of the year. I mean, I'm loving it.
See that.
I agree with you. I think that this song, Swim, will stay at number one for weeks to come. BTS here are only breaking their own records at this point. They had like the biggest debuts as far as album sales for the whole year. They had their biggest amount of albums, like units sold ever, going back to like what people would call the height of BTS, you know, that pre COVID 2018, 2019, 2020 era, before their hiatus in 2022, where, you know, they were at the absolute top of the world, and this album has outsold those albums already. That's incredible.
Amazing.
To me.
Phenomenal. So as much as we're loving this album, we're excited to get into the second half of our album review, because we have so much to say about it. So stay tuned for that.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today we are going to hang out for about an hour, and we are doing our part two of our Arirang album review. So we're going to be going through the rest of the songs, starting with Merry-Go-Round. And we're going to be talking about the producers, the writers, the production, the instrumentation, get into the lyrics and meaning of each of these songs, and just share our general thoughts and opinions on each of these wonderful songs here today.
Yes. So excited. Before we get into it, just want to say thank you so much, Iconics, for being here and for listening and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us a little bit extra for all of this work on Arirang, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Yes, thank you for being here, for all of your support, and of course for listening. So let's get into Merry-Go-Round. For producers, we have Sam Homme, Sarah Ahrens, and Kevin Parker. That's a pretty familiar name if you know Tame Impala. The writers for this, a lot of the same people here, but we also have the entire rap line, Derek Milano, and P-Dawg, of course.
Yeah, and and All Day kept coming up. They kept mentioning All Day, of saying,
oh,
like,
yeah, All Day.
Yeah, like, this guy was really integral in helping them get across the message that they wanted to, especially with the English lyrics here. Kevin Parker from Tame Impala being he produced and provided the bass demo for the song that Sam Homme put RM in contact with Kevin Parker. It makes me feel like I need to be like listening to Tame Impala more, because I love the sound and the vibe of this song so much. And then, you know, I feel like there's Tame Impala songs that everybody knows, but it makes me feel like, man, I need to get into their discography. This song has...
You should. I could see you liking the music.
I think it'd be right up my
alley. You just
gotta
go do one of the albums start to finish. I bet you would really vibe with it.
I totally think so. Especially after hearing the song and hearing their influence here. Like, this song has super dreamy vocals coupled with the drums and the synths. And it also reminds me of Joe. Like, Joe Keery, the guy from Stranger Things, whose music I fell in love with at Hobie Palooza. When we saw Joe's set earlier in the day, and I just love the vibe of that music. It's like, this song is not quite psychedelic, like Joe's music can lean a little bit psychedelic, but it's almost leaning that way with the way that the guitars and the synths like kind of linger and come in and come out, especially with the dreamy vocals. The vocals, though, have a really clear, smooth tone, which can convey a bit of a withdrawn feeling of acceptance as you listen through, especially in those main verses.
And there's a somewhat funky bass guitar that also reminds me of Joe's music. And so this song... The best word I can use to describe this song is it's very atmospheric, with how you were describing a lot of those synths and the dreamy vocals, and not quite psychedelic, but giving you that atmospheric withdrawn kind of floating feeling. Yeah. First time listening through, there's this organ-esque keyboard that you hear at the start of the song that immediately took me to Jimin's Face Off and also took me to Auguste's What Do You Think. The organ is haunting and a little synthy. It starts and ends the song, and that funky bass guitar is also a core element too that is playing along with it. And again, it just kind of brings you in and takes you out of this dreamy like state.
Yeah, it totally like guides you through it, and it tells mm-hmm. it like the organ cues you in to like when your emotion is gonna build here. Listening to the song, it makes me feel really emotional. It makes me feel heavy. It makes me feel somber. And I feel what they're conveying and like very much personally connect with the feeling.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that the part of this album, this is like the second part of the album. We covered Swim in our last episode, but the second part does become more emotional, and you feel that connection to the lyrics a little bit more because you can tell that their words are healing and the way that they're mm-hmm. delivering their lines. You hear that a lot in this song. I'm sorry, I just had a little thought too. Yeah. Like the organ, going back to the organ mm-hmm. with like the merry-go-round, like we've talked a little bit about just like organs and
like, oh, carnival God, was that music? Other?
Yeah, it's kind of like carnival-y. Yeah.
Yes. I definitely
can see maybe a little bit of the usage there for that.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's, we should have mentioned that, but yeah, I'm glad you did because yeah. I feel like that's the intentional use of the organ here is to bring in some of that kind of like carnival like vibe, mm-hmm. you know, that's like what Face Off or like What Do You Think brings with that mm-hmm. vibe too, for sure. I have to hand it to BTS because you were saying that this is the part of the album where you really start to connect with like the healing tones and messages that they're conveying through their lyrics, but also their delivery. You know, we've really talked a lot over the years about how BTS focuses on what emotion are they conveying through their song. Because before they ever sang in English, or when it was, you know, just a couple hooks in English and the rest in Korean, that's how we always connected with their music initially before looking up the lyrics, was just the feeling of it. How did it make us feel? And this is definitely the part of the album that makes us, brings us through a bigger range of emotions instead of like, we love like the hype badass vibe of the first half. But this is mm-hmm. where we're like connecting with what BTS has traditionally done for us, is like bringing in that thought-provoking feeling but also bringing us healing and peace and, you know, ways to express it here. Also in this track, I love the use of the background vocals, especially when they say like merry-go-round during the chorus. After they say that, they say it like echoes off and around and around and around, and like mm-hmm. I don't know if like my brain was filling this in before I really realized that this was a part of the song, but I just felt like it had to be there. And then as I was listening for it, it was there, and I was like, oh, literally perfect. Like, it's a perfect mm-hmm. way to use like that echo, because it really drives home that this is a cycle that they're stuck in, going around and around mm-hmm. and around, and the way that's and echoing off like being into the distance
in the cycle.
Yeah, the vocals mm-hmm. being in it too, you
the
know
repetition, yeah.
It just feels so perfect for what they're describing. I also mm-hmm. really love the tone and the flow in J-Hope's verse and in RM's verse. Like, you can really hear the helplessness and the weight of the relentless anxiety in their two verses. Especially, I feel like J-Hope at the beginning of his verse, he sounds really raw in his voice. Like, you can tell, it sounds like in his throat, he intentionally made it raspy to add to, like, this worn-out feeling that they're trying to convey about being on this merry-go-round. So just all out, I feel like, phenomenal and really well thought out vocal delivery, whether it was the rap verses or the vocal choruses here.
Yeah, I agree completely. The tone, the flow, like you were saying, especially J-Hope's verse, I feel like it really stands out with that kind of like worn out feeling you were talking about.
Yeah,
just exhausted. Okay, let's get into some of the lyrics here. Lyrics and meaning for merry-go-round. In the pre-chorus, Jungkook and V share it. They say, I wish that I could tell you that it's over. I wish that I could walk away from pain. My life is like a broken roller coaster, but maybe I'm the only one to blame. What I like about these lyrics and the message of the song with Merry Go Round is, yes, it's being caught in this cycle, but there's so many different ways you can relate this to your life or what you're going through. I know that I tend to ruminate a lot, and these lyrics really stick out to me and how I can ruminate. And the line of maybe I'm the only one to blame really stands out, because it's like I'm kind of putting myself here into this, like, reliving these moments, replaying them over and over in my mind. And like, I can break myself free from that, but like feeling like a broken roller coaster, like I don't have the capability, and that it's just kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. It's just can't be fixed. Kind of.
But I like that there's a little bit of ownership over the situation that, you know, this brings to mind, right? Of like, when we are trapped in this kind of like cycle, because it definitely makes me think of stuff like that for me too, like what I'm ruminating on or things that I'm struggling with my anxiety, and thinking that like, if you're not proactive about working on it and working on a way out of that cycle, then you can blame yourself. Like you can be to blame for perpetuating it at the same time, even if it's happened to you and it's not your fault and you didn't deserve it. Like you still have, I just like the idea that that line gives you some ownership and some power over like this merry-go-round that you're stuck in.
It gives you a little different perspective on it too. It's easy to see like all the external factors that are affecting you and not really look and kind of question your own behavior or your own thought process and what your part is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going right into the chorus from that, where Jimin, Jungkook, and Jin say, I can't get off this merry-go-round. It spins me around and around. I do my best, but I can't slow down this merry-go-round. And what stands out to me is the I do my best, but I can't slow down, of like, again, acknowledging like you're doing your best with what you have and, you know, the tools that you have at hand and what, you know, you can do in the moment, you know, things that you can change, things you can do, but that even if you're doing your best, that can't always completely change the situation or like slow down the cycle that you're trapped in. I feel like, you know, some of this, if we're thinking about this from the perspective of BTS, this is where I think about like them being in that kind of rat race of like the constant pre-hiatus, pre-military service, when they were album, tour, album, tour, album, tour, no breaks, you know, just like constantly going, because you have this immense pressure to not only compete with everyone else in the industry, but compete with yourself and what you've previously put out. So not having the opportunity to slow down, you know, I'm thinking about it from like BTS's perspective, but also
and struggling to get off. Like there's a part of them that really loves it, you know,
they love it so much. But it, you know, and also the thing about like a merry-go-round being a ride that has different speeds, and you know, like if you ride it and you think about like if it got out of control, if it was just going way too fast, and how dizzying and horrible that would be. So even wanting to not get off the ride, but to slow it down and to have that desire to like, can we put it on, you know, speed one or two right now instead of speed 10? I feel like that this is what they're asking for, you know. And like even in the post chorus, Jungkook and Jin, at least in the first time that we hear it, go on to say, I try, this happens every time, I can't get off this ride. And this is the part where they're really drawing out the vocals, they get super dreamy, and they are really extending every single one of these words, which I feel like brings a lot of wistfulness and like helplessness, like I try, but this happens every time, you know. No matter what they do, they're still stuck in it.
Suga's verse I really like, because I feel like it speaks to both these parts of just like them as BTS and like go, go, go all the time, but also speaks to like the internal struggle and like thought process of like getting stuck in the same thoughts. So he says, feel like I'm grown up now, but my worries are just the same. Every day the same routine, merry-go-round or hamster wheel, don't matter. Racing through a labyrinth of questions with no answers, everyone putting on smiles, pretending to be fine. We talked a lot, Kayla, about the feel like I'm grown up now, but my worries are just the same. We were taken back to like the HYYH era, and even before that, where BTS were so concerned. There are like, they have like circle room talks where they just discuss their worries and concerns about their album being successful. Are the fans gonna like this? Are they gonna like it? Are we done? Are we gonna make it? Or, you know, all this hard work for nothing? And here Suga saying, like, I'm growing up and I'm still having these thoughts with this album release. And then goes into that more mundane everyday routine, merry-go-round. We talked a little bit about how in the BTS, it's called The Road
Documentary. The Return.
The Return. The Netflix documentary, how Namjoon talked about how he doesn't like to be in the same routine every day. So I feel like they must have been in this kind of routine when they were making this music that made Suga write this line. But then he says, racing through a labyrinth of questions with no answers. Like, again, are they going to like it? Are they not going to like it? Are they, and just like ruminating on that and like not being able to stop thinking about that over and over and not ever getting to really know what the answer is. But everyone putting on smiles, pretending to be fine, like internally struggling so much, but acting like, yeah, everything's fine and dandy. That would be so hard.
We saw that from them during the documentary as they were creating this album too, of like Jin kind of despairing, feeling like, oh, like I don't know what I have to offer being here. Like, I feel like a lot of the work's already done. And, you know, Taeyong being like, Young, it's okay. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here either. Like, we'll figure it out and it'll be okay. And or them all sitting around at dinner talking about like, we still haven't made a decision on this song or that song or what we want to do. And then it's like Jimin or one of them will be like, but we'll do it, guys. Like, we can do it, you know, like putting on some, bringing the positivity even when they're in the middle
of
this labyrinth.
That's why seven of them is perfect. Yeah. Because when one of them's down, there's another one who's like able to pick them up.
Totally.
And they all help each other out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on to J-Hope's verse a little bit, he says, at the beginning, this is when he's really raw, spinning up, down, just round and round. I'm falling apart, still bound to the ground. And then he continues, stuck inside a loop that just won't stop. The child inside me is crying out. To me, like, bringing up your inner child as something that's like crying out for help. You know, usually when we talk about inner child work, it's healing deep parts of yourself that you know affect you in adulthood. And when your inner child is like feels unsafe in a moment, how much that affects you even as an adult, right? And for him to feel like, oh my gosh, like maybe he's reflecting on how he felt during debut and all of the fears and like even the pressure and the amount of work that they were doing, you know, that that same fearfulness coming out. And for him to end his verse with please take me out, Ma, just makes me think of his song Mama so much.
Yeah.
And how he has like praised and thanked his mom and been like, look at me now, look at what we're doing, like thanks for all of your love and support. And now he's like, you know, like a child calling out to his mom for help because it feels like he's so stuck and like needs like the care and the love that only a mother can give. I think that that's so poignant.
It is.
In
I love the reference back to Mama too. And I just taking this song maybe a little too literally, but I'm just I'm picturing a young J-Hope stuck on a merry-go-round and, you know, like it's going too fast and just having enough of the ride and needing his mom to come and get him off. Like feeling so vulnerable and helpless that you feel like a child needing the care of a mother.
Yes. And I feel like he's he's showing that, and like him being able to be so vulnerable with this verse too. Like BTS are definitely showing that vulnerable side that we love them so much for, because although here we're relating a lot to like what they must have been going through when they were writing the song or like the themes that they wanted to talk about, I feel like this is so applicable to so many different people's experiences for what you're going through in life. And like we've all felt stuck in this cycle before, and I think that the vibe of this song and these lyrics help you process it and explain it so well. RM, I just want to share a couple lines from his verse. He says, my bed is my coffin. And to me, I'm thinking like he is so like, you know, when you're so worn out that all you want to do is go lay down and doom scroll in your bed, like, you know, the phrase sleeping like the dead, like that's what I feel like he's referencing here.
That's
when he's
it,
talking about my bed is my coffin. And then he's he goes on to say too, again, thoughts on thoughts on thoughts on thoughts. I'm thinking about how to stop thinking. this line struck me so hard because, oh my God, how many times have I felt this way? Like, mm-hmm. with anxious thoughts or racing thoughts and, like, ruminating on something. Like, how can I stop thinking about it? And mm-hmm. the even him saying thoughts on thoughts on thoughts, I feel like that repetition feeds into, like, the merry-go-round visual at the same time. So,
yeah, I think so, too.
Really, really smart lyric writing here from all of the rap line and... just super impactful song here. Really, it really brings you into some like deep and heavy emotions.
And it really is so relatable to so many different situations in life. Yeah. You can get stuck in a cycle like this.
Yeah. Well, should we move on to Normal?
Mm-hmm, okay. Let's do it.
We love merry-go-round. Let's head into Normal here. So Normal is produced by Ryan Tedder from One Republic and Sean Cook, a writer on here, Sean Foreman from 303. Livy Blanc, Ryan Tedder again, Sean Cook, The Rap Line, Kirsten Spencer, Derek Milano, and P-Dog. Man, the vibe of this song, for me personally... oh, I'm obsessed with the vocal lines.
This is your song.
This is my song. If you guys know me, I'm really not the person who can be like, that's my favorite song. Currently, Normal is my favorite song on the album, but like, it really depends on the mood that I'm in, right? I feel like I really get what BTS were saying with that, but I'm obsessed with the entire vocal lines delivery with this song. Like, every fucking vocalist eats this song up. It makes it so addictive. Their tone and the melody that they sing during the chorus and the pre-chorus, it's so unique. Like, I can't get enough. And then, like, Jimin's super soft, melodic vocals in the first verse deliciously contrast with the punchy passion of the chorus vocals. Like, they are almost haunting, you know? They're just, oh my gosh. It's beautiful to me.
It is beautiful. I feel like every single song on here obviously is an OT7 song, but there are some songs on here that I just feel are pushing the envelope of maybe it's really just a vocal line song. Like, Normal to me is one of those songs that could be potentially just a vocal line song, but we've got the rap line members in here.
Yeah.
Same with, like, I feel like Hooligans, maybe even Aliens, I don't know. It kind of pushes that with, like, it's a rap line song, but, like, the vocalists are in it.
Right.
But, absolutely love the vocals. They're standout and Normal. During the pre-chorus, the melodies, vocal runs are so intricate and way more intricate than a typical melody that you would hear. So in just instead of just a couple notes, it's a series of notes they run on their lines, and it just really stands out beautifully. Like, you're just like, wow, that it sounds like they could just be ad-libbing or making up these runs as they go, but it's a part of the melody but it's gorgeous. It's absolutely stunning.
It's amazing. That melody specifically is what initially hooked me on the song, where I was like, oh, I've got to learn how to sing this, because the way that they mess with the syllables of words to be able to stretch the notes in the way that they want to is just genius. I just feel like this song demands that I sing along passionately whenever it's on. I am, like, throwing my fists in the air. I'm beating my chest. I'm throwing my head in my hands. Like, I'm performing when I'm listening to this song. I'm in it. Like, I better not be driving because I'm going to crash the car. Like, seriously, I'm so into it.
The chorus is so catchy.
It's so catchy. It's ridiculously catchy. I also, what's crazy too, the vocals are what really drives the song, because production wise, as far as background instrumentation, I feel like this is one of the more stripped down songs on the album. Like, it just lets the lyrics and the vocals and the verses speak for themselves. There's, like, a heavy bass all throughout that, like, starts the song. It's, like, shaking you, and that gives the song a very profound feeling. Like, this deep, heavy bass that's in the forefront is saying this is a deep song. But to me, that's the main standout. Like, there is some guitar, and the guitar has some echo on it, giving it some more weight there. And there's some muted clapping that comes through during the chorus, like, bringing a feeling of, like, this needs to hit harder. But that's really it. Like, there's not a lot of craziness going on with the instrumentation here. It's all vocally driven in this song.
It is, which is kind of surprising, because Normal, it really comes off like a song that would be more highly produced, but it's really not. It is truly all vocals. Yeah. But like you were saying, the instrumentation in this really supports all of the vocals too. Like, it's just there for the support.
It's like
just the bones of it.
Instead of the like the beat, the production being heavy hitting on this one, it's like the vocals and the rap lines verses that are.
Yeah. Which the rap lines verses, they are mostly sung and not rapped. It's very vulnerable and raw and honest how they deliver their lines. The song overall has a more alternative pop sound and makes me think like it's something you could hear off of Jin's Echo. I know that they talked a little bit about like the genre of this whole album being more alternative pop or rock pop, and this really caters to that. I feel like this song they had in mind when they were describing this album's genre. It is this like more alternative pop. So it's fantastic. Let's get into the lyrics of Normal.
Let's do it. So in Jimin's first verse, he says, "Heavy is the head when you're chasing true. Will you color me red? Will you color me blue? Two sides of a coin and they both ain't true. Is it different for me? Is it different for you?" And to me, I just feel like heavy is the head when you're chasing true. This is them pursuing the music and the direction that they want to take this album, knowing that it's like their true north, but also feeling the weight of that, the worry of how it's going to be accepted or if it will be, and if, you know, like, and like just knowing, I mean, applying this to your real life too, like when you are following your truth and how weighty that can be, how heavy that can be to carry when it goes against the expectation or the norm. I really want to talk about this, "Will you color me red and color me blue?" Because I was like, these are two very specific colors to put into these lyrics. And we had just watched the drone show promoting the album that was over Seoul. And at the beginning of that, they had the drones performing Body to Body and it turned into the Korean flag. And I was just thinking about that and how there's the middle of the flag is almost like a yin yang sign, but it's like half red and half blue. So I wanted to look up the significance of the red and the blue in that flag and see if it applied to these lyrics at all. And guys, I feel like it really does. The red is the upper half, the yang, and it represents positivity, active, often associated with the sun or heaven. And the blue, the lower half, the yin, represents negative, passive, and calm cosmic forces associated with the earth or quiet stillness. So like, are you going to call me like active? Like, how are you going to label me? You know, are you going to label me with these traits or with these traits? But if you put them together, they signify all the things in the universe are created and developed through the interaction of these opposing forces. But I just think, like, again, BTS bringing their Korean culture, like literally referencing their flag in this song as a way to say, like, how are you going to describe me? What adjectives are you going to place on me for me following my true path here? Are you going to basically think that I'm wonderful, or are you going to think that I'm terrible? And then him going on to say, like, is it different for me or you? Like, really genuinely wondering about each other's perspectives when you're on opposite sides of an opinion in a situation, you know, what is your perspective? How is it different than mine? And I just think that it's such a poetic verse.
It is super poetic. I feel like there's so many ways you can take this verse. I really appreciate all of the Korean flag history and the red and the blue, because absolutely, like, when they're talking about like chasing their true selves, of course they're going to mention just their nationality and where they come from. And it not only is it just like a big part of them, but it's a big part of them as BTS, you know, and how they're presented to the rest of the world. They're a K-pop group. So yeah, like, I really appreciate the chase and the true, the two sides of a coin. Like, two people can go into a situation and come out with two totally different stories to tell.
Right.
So chasing the true, it can be a little bit harder than it seems to know what the truth is. Yeah. So in the pre-chorus, V and Jungkook, oh, vocals here. They sing the "got me feeling things unusual and I live them all. Got me and my feelings up on this wall and on my knees." And I love the use of the word unusual for this song being normal. It's really calling out that, like, these things aren't unnormal. The things that they are feeling are quite unusual. And I live them all. Like, there's this kind of, like, potential hate-love relationship with it. But also, like, it's a lot to take in, too.
But also that they are taking it in. Like, they're not pushing it out and trying to not, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to avoid it.
Yeah, got me and my feelings up on this wall and on my knees. Like, I just feel like it's a lot of up and down, too, with what they're feeling. So in the chorus, this super catchy, kicky chorus, they sing kerosene, dopamine, chemical induced. I feel like we just have to get into this line right off the bat. Like, Kayla, I kind of asked your opinion on it, and we just talked about where they are, like, when they were writing this song, like the things that they kind of do to, like, evoke inspiration or to get through, like we were thinking about, it's like drinking like caffeine or, you know, any kind of like dopamine rush to kind of get them in a mental headspace of writing and producing and being creative. Fantasy and fame, yeah, the things we choose. This is the life that they chose as artists. Show me hate, show me love, make me bulletproof. Yeah, we call this shit normal. And this just makes me think of all of the ways that they are perceived by others, whether people love them, people hate them. Either way, like, they have to call this life normal, where, like, it's hard enough for us as just individuals going about our quote-unquote normal lives and having other people judge you or have things to say about you that either are true or not true, but this is something that they have to deal with on, like, a very mass, drastic, global level.
Right.
And the line of make me bulletproof, I feel like, is, like, a really big, like, call out, like, please, in order to, like, absorb this shit that is normal for them, like, they really have to kind of be bulletproof to take it all in.
Yeah.
And then they say, run away, out of sight, don't know what I want, wish I had a minute just to turn me off, kerosene, dopamine, what I gotta do, yeah, we call this shit normal. And it really is addressing their fame and the costs and effects of fame on their lives, like the desire to just want to run away and hide away from it all. How do they get out of the spotlight, you know, wanting to have that moment to kind of shut it off, but they really can't. Or I'm sure they have, like, techniques that they probably use and coping strategies, but, like, it's not normal. And it's very hard to cope, I'm sure.
Yeah. It really, like, the line that sticks out is, though, like, having a minute to turn me off, like, to just to get away from it all. And I think it's, like, really poignant that Jin has this line the first time through, because he went from coming off of, like, supporting and continuing, like, BTS for a whole year practically on his own and touring for, you know, his solo tour, but again to, like, keep BTS's name in the media and, like, carrying us on their carrying them on his back while they were still finishing up their service, going straight from finishing his tour right into direct to LA, direct flight, you know, creating this, like, album that they had already been working on for 3 weeks. Yeah. I mean, just, like, he had no time off and he had to just dive right back into it and, like, adjust to the moment. So major kudos to Jin on just, like, being such a team player and, like, doing the hardest job here with going back to back, like, tour into album creation. I just want to talk about some of the lines from verse 2, which is where the rappers have their verse, and the one J-Hope kicks us off, and the couple lines that he says that I really resonate with is, used to think I was built with a heart made of steel, now I understand the truth, some pain don't heal, if everything's just happy, that ain't real. This is how I feel. Like, I've, you know, my life has 100% changed in the past 2 years, and people often, like, before that, even, like, while everything was happening, now, like, they tell me, oh, Kayla, you're so strong, like, you're so strong, you know, how do you do it? And, like, I think that I'm a strong person from, like, how I grew up and how I was raised and like the different life experiences that I've had. And I, you know, I used to think I had a heart made of steel without really, you know, thinking those specific words. And going mm-hmm. through what my life changes have been in the past 2 years, like I realized that I really don't. And like, of course, things get to me. Of course, things mm-hmm. get to me. And like, I can't just be okay with things all the time. And him saying like some pain don't heal for me is really helpful right now. Like I have been going to therapy, I've really been working mm-hmm. on myself, and I like this line of, to me it's not pessimistic, it's just like reality, that sometimes reality, like there yeah. is pain so bad and so deep that like it's not just because it doesn't get better doesn't mean that you won't get better, you know, like things may yeah. always hurt, but it like his next line, like if everything's happy that's not real, you know, like you're not really living your life yeah. And I think this is especially powerful coming from J-Hope, being that member who historically has brought us like all of the hope and the happiness and the positivity mm-hmm. for him to address like, I really can't be happy all the time, that's not real, that's not like who yeah. I really am, like that's who I want to be, and like I really embody the hope, right? But like it's not yeah. realistic to live that 24/7.
Yeah. It kind of just reminds me of like there's a part of comfort in knowing that like pain doesn't always heal mm-hmm. and it's kind of like someone who doesn't have a diagnosis yet, and once you receive the diagnosis, like yes, it can be really hard to accept the diagnosis, but there's some relief because it provides some answers. So yeah. if you continue to have this pain and feel like it's supposed to go away, and that not being something that realistically can happen, you're just going to be stuck in a miserable cycle of like so desperately wanting the pain to go away uh-huh. instead of just accepting that this is something that's a part of you.
Yeah.
And that's when the healing starts.
1000%. Yeah. I totally agree mm-hmm. with you.
Yeah, it's a very real verse. I love that this is J-Hope's verse with the not everything can be happy all the yeah. time. Yeah.
Yoongi goes on to say, I breathe everything out like 1,000 times. This is like, oh my gosh, to me, this is, you're stuck in the merry-go-round and you're trying to process it. You're trying to, you know, you're trying to do box breathing. You're trying to do everything that you can to like let it go, right? Mm-hmm. And this is how I feel if I'm ruminating or trapped in like that anxiety spiral of just having to keep breathing it out. And him saying mm-hmm. like 1,000 times, it's like this over exaggeration of how many times you've tried to get over this and let go of mm-hmm. it, you know? And for him to go on to say normal and special are just some lines, as him acknowledging like whatever people are gonna call me, I don't really care about that, you know, like yeah. if you think like my life is normal, referencing, you know, like this song itself or that BTS themselves are special, like to him mm-hmm. that's not what it's about here.
Yeah,
you know, being able to like have that perspective, you know, of not being affected by that, or
yeah,
like,
not being not affected letting it touch by it. You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His verse is just meditative in general. Like mm-hmm. we've kind of talked about him having meditative lyrics, but I breathe everything out, like absolutely, like on that exhale, and then him saying one deep sigh, then yeah. it slips away, fades away, everything's gone. Yeah, with Min that genius. Long exhale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. RM rounding out this verse too. Runaway, pushing me, pulling me, said you wanted all of me, but what is even all of me? That question, what is even all of me? If you, like, this is what really resonates with me too, like, if you go through something that you feel like drastically changes who you are, who, you know, to be able to discover yourself again, what even makes up who I am mm-hmm. to the core, I think that's what that question says to me. And then
and it's also so RM for him to say yes, this, you know,
this whole verse is very him,
yeah, like his persona coming out here,
right? Who the hell am I, right? Yeah,
but what even is all of me,
right? And how can yeah. you say you want me if you don't even know, I don't even know all of me, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you want from me? And this is right. like you know, this could be him talking to you know, it could be a romantic interest. It could be him talking to the fans. It could be him talking to the company, of just feeling pulled in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a different perspective of who he is. So what even is he, you know? Then him saying, like, part of me is haunting me, heard the things they calling me, but what the hell you want from me? Like, that part of himself, maybe it's like what was previously referenced in this album, the shadow, you know, or maybe this is in like Animals coming up, but like your shadow's haunting you, what you're, you know, those parts of yourself that you really don't want to uncover coming out, creeping out because of this kind of trauma that's bubbling up.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Very impactful to me. Like the.
His verse is so impactful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The delivery, the play on words, the rhyming, it's poetic. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very like pleasing to the ears to listen to with the rhyming and like the rhythm of it. And this is like first time hearing the song, I was like, I got to learn that verse. I got to learn this chorus, the pre-chorus.
I was like, I got to know what he's talking about here.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Man, such a good song. I love Normal.
It is. Yeah, I do too. Well, let's get into Like Animals. So producers, we have Diplo, Artemis, Daintree, and Kevin White. For the writers, we have a lot of the same people as the producers. We also have Jesse Fink, RM, Kristen Spencer, and Bo Knox. So for Like Animals vibe and genre, we loved hearing the live version of the song in their comeback show. I feel like this was true for a lot of ARMYs. Like, this song, you liked it on the album. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is a big change up from the rest of the music. But that live performance was really striking. And it, especially with the vocal line and how they stacked the vocals and the backup of the verses and the chorus at the bridge, like, we'll just talk about it, but like, truthfully, this performance live, game-changing for everyone. Totally different perspective on the song.
1,000%. I mean, at the bridge, they're saying, heart untamable, go and take it all. What's so impactful is the music completely drops out, so it makes it so emotionally raw. Taeyang is singing the heart untamable as Jin starts us with ooing, then Taeyang comes in, Jin's beautiful oohs, like setting up, like he is the musical track at that point because all the music has dropped out. Taeyang comes in with heart untamable, then Jungkook backup vocals with the take it all, supporting Taeyang with the main lines of this bridge. And at the same time, as they're each singing these three parts, they're all harmonizing at the same time. You know, it's beautifully stacked. It's just so, and it's like not until we heard that live performance and we could really see it that we're like,
appreciate it. Yeah.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so impactful. And then, like, of course, Jimin comes with the chorus right after that as Taeyang finishes up the bridge. It's just, it demands an emotional response.
Yes, it is emotionally loaded for sure. Listening to the song immediately made us think of Yoongi's Amygdala from D-Day, like very same kind of heaviness that you get from this song. There's a weight on your heart when you listen to it, and Yoongi's the one to actually start singing the song, and the instrumental is very garage band. This is like the first thought I had, Kayla, when we were listening on my couch, like, ooh, it's so garage band. Like it's very it's not like super grungy, but slightly grungy. There's these classic drums, the guitar, the bass guitar. I mean, you can literally picture a band playing this in your garage for you. Like, this is the kind of raw instrumental classic instruments where we have get going that. Here.
Totally.
And then there's vocals, the vocal, like at the intro, which is like hauntingly beautiful, and just gorgeously takes you into this song.
Yeah. And then at the end of the song, we get this amazing guitar solo that really drives it home. And what's so masterful about the song, Bethany, I forget which one you said on our on the first half of the album that you wanted another chorus at the end of it. But this is another one of the songs that
Aliens.
On Aliens. That's right. Because I always want to hear the chorus again after this guitar solo, but it doesn't come. Or even just one last, like, stacked heart untamable, and I think that's what makes this song so addictive too, that I want to play it again because it would be 1,000% satisfying to hear the chorus one more time after that guitar solo, and it doesn't come. It just, the song fades out, which makes you like, you need to listen to it again.
You have to listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into these lyrics here. Starting with verse one.
I love the lyrics. The lyrics are so good.
Love. Yes. Yoongi says, "Take me into your deep. I want to lay in your world. So what? Your shadow's a mess. I'm walking with my own dirt." And I just love, like, "So what? Your shadow's a mess." Like, Min Yoongi referencing his own shadow. interlude shadow from Map of the Soul 7, and how much we really dug into the meaning of, like, shadow, persona, and ego, and talking about, like, hey, like, we all have our problems. Like, I want to be in it with you. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what his verse is telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm walking in my own dirt.
I have my own shit all around me.
Yeah, he has his own baggage. He has his own flaws. Yeah, but he's like walking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But take me deep with you.
Right. Yeah. In the pre-chorus, they say, "We can go all night. Don't close your eyes. Don't you fear the light all night." And so, kind of going off of Yoongi's verse, I feel like this is really them saying, hey, they're giving us the confidence to, like, to really be you, to not be fearful of where you're headed, to not close your eyes and kind of, like, move backwards, and to instead keep your eyes open, don't fear what's ahead, and that we can go all night with you, that they're here to, like, kind of support us through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cheer you on. And then in the second verse, RM and Jungkook, they say, 6 feet down in the sand, there's creatures that made a hole. Don't speak. I'm begging you, please. There's beauty outside control." And we talked maybe a little bit about this. I can't remember, Kayla, but just this album, they were in LA, and all of the, like, ocean references and water references. And now we have RM here, who is known for loving crabs, talking about creatures that bury down into the sand. He's basically saying that, you know, there's beauty outside control. Like, I'm begging you, please, to kind of, like, let loose. Don't stifle yourself. Don't hide away to embrace who you are, to not try to control every facet of your life. Don't be wearing these masks and pretend to be someone else, to kind of lose the control and just be and exist.
Yeah. And I love, too, my interpretation of the being able to make a hole, like making a home even 6 feet down in the sand, takes me back to, like, his one of his main messages, like, in Wildflower from his Indigo album, of, like, I'm standing in my grave, of, like, I'm giving you everything I have here. But this time it's a different take on it, where it's like, even down in the pits of despair, in your lowest point, you could still make something out of it, you know, if you just keep trying.
I love that. Yes.
Yeah. Going into the bridge, which just had us by our necks so much in the live performance. J-Hope says, "Got you in the wild, somewhere so far, with your claws sharp and them fangs out." So to me, this is him saying, like, hey, you're out here. You're primed and ready to go. What are you going to do with it? Now you see a whole land full of animals. What are you going to do now? Are you going to let the fear hold you back? Or do you know that you have all of the tools and the capability to go and to compete and to be part of this, you know, this land, where then he goes on to say, none of us are tameable. None of us are tameable. Meaning, like, you know, we don't have to be controlled. We can do what we need to do, but it's up to you to commit to that, and to not let, like, the fear, you know, grasp you and hold on to you. Are you gonna control the fear, or is it gonna control you? To me, is what this is saying. It's like, it dropped you off here, and now you have a choice of what you're gonna do with it. Going into, like, the rest of it, "Heart untamable, go take it all and take it all," like saying, you don't have to tame your heart, you don't have to curb who you are by letting your fear hold you back from being truly yourself and pursuing truly what you want. And then saying, go and take it all, like, claim what you want out of this life. go do it, and you can do mm-hmm. it, you know, you have the fangs and the sharp claws, like, go. Yes, oh my gosh, yes. You can, Jimin, you can keep going,
you can. Yeah. I love this message so much, and I love that you pointing out, like, you have the claws, you have the fangs, like, you have the things that can make you successful in this world mm-hmm. where we're all trying to do our best. And, like, yeah, none of us are tameable. We all are meant to be our true selves and to yeah. just go for it. Don't be fearful of it.
Totally. I mean,
do what your heart desires. Your heart can't
do it. Follow it. Don't tame it. Yes.
Yeah.
We just have to end with the chorus, because we feel like the chorus itself perfectly summarizes the main message that we get from this song. If you want to be animals, baby, we can be animals. Meaning, like, we can be untamable. We can be free. We don't have to be controlled. And then these lyrics, eat this life till your heart is full. If you want, you can have it all. Meaning, take and take and take what you can get from life, and happily do it until you feel satiated and satisfied with what you have out of life. And if you want, you really can have it all. Like, it's up mm-hmm. to you. And Bethany, I feel like yesterday when we were talking so much about this song, we were really feeling like, man, with Normal, it sounds so passionate, but the lyrics are, you know, so heavy.
Yeah.
And this is like the kind of almost the opposite, where the song itself has that little bit of like haunting vibe. It's that grunge rock vibe.
It sounds like a sad song.
Sounds like a sad song.
A little bit of a sad song.
Yeah.
Like, there's a weight on your chest.
Yeah.
But like, damn. These lyrics are like very motivating. Like, yes. Go get it.
Go.
Like, this sounds like these lyrics are like for an idol, you know? Like,
yeah, right.
You can't stop me loving myself. You know, like, that's kind of how I feel.
Right.
So, like, the lyrics to me, this, like, very motivational, like, you got this, your heart is untamable, like, go take it all, doesn't match with, like, the heaviness of the instrumental and, like, a kind of, like, rock grunge that it's got going on. But
yeah,
it still works. Like, I'm not complaining. Like,
no,
it really works.
But it
I
really
think the
works.
Lyrics took me by surprise that this is the message it's telling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go be fearless.
Like, Amygdala is a really sad song. Like, Amygdala
totally.
Really talks about, like, trauma, and it feels like a song about trauma. Whereas, like, this song is like has that kind of sad heaviness in your heart, and these lyrics are just they're deep and
yeah.
meaningful.
Yeah.
But they're not sad. They're mm-hmm. like inspiring.
Yeah. I
yeah.
just love that coupling here of the vibe and the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the hidden gem on the
yeah.
album. Like
Hell
Animals
yeah.
is the hidden gem. Yeah.
They needed to have right. performed it for people to recognize that.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And I have heard from so many of our listeners that their favorite song is Like Animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there are so many ARMYs who this is their favorite song. And there's a lot of people who have come around to it too. And now
yeah.
like, oh yeah, this is my favorite song now.
It's a top track.
And I get it. I
yeah,
get it. It is
totally
a top track.
Get it.
All right, so let's get into it. They Don't Know About Us. Ah, so good. For producers, we have P-Dawg, Ghost Loop, Y2K. Some of the other writers we have here are Rug UK, Curtis Wells. Jimin is heavily a writer on this song. RM, Suga, J-Hope, of course. And so for the vibe and genre of this song, there is a sample that is so standout that starts at the beginning of the song and kind of plays throughout. And first time listening through for a lot of ARMYs, it sounds like this vintage song. It sounds like a song that kind of came out of like the 50s or something, 40s or 50s, that they repurposed here. And it's not. It's actually Jimin, and they kind of filtered his voice through this like old-timey effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sampled not only at the beginning of the song, but you hear it subtly in the background as the song plays to its entirety. So it makes a lot of sense that Jimin started this song during Arirang's, the studio notes. RM told Jimin to kind of take it away because this is his baby. This was Jimin's song that he really worked a lot
yeah.
on. And after the initial beginning of the song, there's a trap beat that comes in with Taeyong's verse that really has you vibing
immediately. immediate mm-hmm. vibes. I love the switch up between like this like old timey sounding and into like mm-hmm. modern trap style music. Mm-hmm. Jimin in the chorus, he owns the chorus. Lower register Jimin vocals makes me lose my fucking mind. This mm-hmm. is like, oh, this is when his face album slips through that yes. vocal range and register that we got to like hear and appreciate so, so much on his face album that previously, like, we really only hear him in his very upper range on a lot of BTS songs. So I think that it makes it so prominent and so stand out with these lower register vocals for Jimin. Absolutely love it. Eat it up. I also love the auto-tune that they use on the post-chorus, like the yeah damn ooh damn right like I feel like that yes. that type of auto-tune is traditionally heard in trap style music, especially during the choruses, and I think it's perfectly done here. Like, it's perfect for the style. It's so sexy and
it's
cocky,
so catchy,
self-assured, yes, insanely mm-hmm. catchy.
You are so vibing when you hear these lyrics here. Yeah, this part
1000% mm-hmm. Jin also in the second verse, he starts off the second verse like, I can show you love, I can show you. He has, first of all, beautiful siren vocals, incredible. Like, we can't praise Jin enough on his vocals here. They are just absolutely phenomenal. And all of these
Army's
songs, every time Jin comes
out.
In, seriously. But this, like, he has this little vocal filter over him in this part, and it reminds me of the same vocal filter that they used in Rain from Dark and Wild. And the way that he's delivering this, he has this like gorgeous, perfect, soft tone with this like slight, sexy arrogance that only Kim Suk Jin can do. I eat it up every single time.
It feels so intimate. Like, I mean, we hear this verse a couple times, but Jin's version of it, like mm-hmm. that filter, like it's just everything gets a little quiet, you know? There's like a little rustling, like vintage kind of like static in the background, yeah. like a record. And he's just, it's like he's whispering into your ear,
listen
singing
to
these lyrics. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, okay. Yeah. Amazing.
I love it.
This song was so needed, by the way, after Merry-Go-Round, Normal, and Like Animals. Like, they really got us in our feelings with those three songs. And yeah, they reminded us to like stay true to ourselves, but then they brought us right back to this like very confident beat, like mantra-esque, to remind us like, damn right, you know who you are. And like, anyone who says they think they know you can fuck off. Like, basically.
That's exactly right.
It's very confident. It's a super self-assuring song.
Yeah, I feel like this song is this album's, like, this half of the album's 2.0. Like, mm-hmm. it's another this is BTS, this is who the fuck we are song, you know?
Yeah.
Get on board. Get on
Get
our ship.
Get on board.
Get on ship. Our Arirang ship that we perform yes. swim on. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the lyrics here.
All right, let's talk about this little intro that Jimin does. It says, or he says, they don't know about us, how your voice can calm the sea. They don't. So I feel like we need to talk some about just like, again, the continuous theme of like sea and ocean. Clearly such an inspiration for them when they were in LA. And like, I just feel silly that it's just now in the second half of the album that we're really like picking up on this. Like, hello, swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, crabs. Hello, my voice can calm the sea. You know, like, I don't know. Like, clearly the beach and the ocean in LA was such an inspiration to them, and I love it. And I think the sample here at the beginning of They Don't Know About Us, like, I immediately think of, like, he's referring to BTS and ARMY. Like, no one knows about really the relationship between us. They don't know how your voice can calm the sea. Whether he's talking about how ARMY's voice calms his treacherous times, and also how their voices calm our treacherous times.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about it. They don't understand it, and they never will, and that's okay, you know? Like, that's not the point. Yeah, so.
Totally.
Love it so much.
Love it so much. Getting into the first verse, when Taeyang says, I can show you love, I can show you. If you want to know me, what can I do for you? To me, this makes me think of the Black Swan lyrics, like, do your thing with me now. Because it's like, yeah, if you want to know BTS, like, you want something from them. That's been, like, how they've kind of, like, portrayed it historically. Or even them, like, being of service, right? Like, how can I change myself to, like, be like beneficial to you. You know, what can I do for you, basically? And then Jungkook going in with this attitude. I love this attitude from the Maknae. Everybody hears the story that they want. And then this quote, they popped off because of this one thing. We're just big boys, aka country kids, just riding the wave. Oh, just shut up. Just shut up. Like him, here he is being like, you know, I'm sure it's like they're referencing like Dynamite or something. Like they popped off just because of this one thing. That's why they're so famous now. Like we're, yeah, we're just big boys. Like we're just, you know, country kids from Korea, just riding the wave, just riding the Hallyu, like the Hallyu, you know, referencing the wave here of just this wave of popularity. Just, and then he's stopping them in their tracks. Shut up. Like, you know, that's not what it is. Like, we're,
you don't
we're,
know.
You don't know. Yeah.
You're
you don't
acting
know
like
about
you do,
us.
But you don't. Shut up.
Shut up. Yeah. Exactly right.
You sound dumb.
You sound dumb to say, to reduce their success to like those two lines, you know? RM saying, hold up, chill. Take a bubble bath, bae. Like, calm down. Go relax. Remove yourself from this conversation. Do the math and go. Just say what you say. Basically, talk whatever you want to say. Like, I don't give a fuck what you have to say. Oh, it's hard. And we cannot explain. Every time we try to find, every time we try to explain, we find. And then it goes into the chorus. They don't know about us. You know, it's like, he's like, I could explain to you till I'm blue in the face about who we are. Our connection with ARMY, why we're successful, why we love our fans, why our fans love us, why, like, we, you know, why we know that they're going to trust us and stick by our side. But, like, are you really going to understand?
No.
Are you really going to get it? No, you're not going to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So in verse two, they say, they keep asking just what was so different. I answer, I don't know either. And this gradual... I just think about like the gradual progression over time. Like, and when you're asking like, hey, what is different from you now versus you before? And I just think like, how do you really answer that question? Like, can you really pinpoint something? It's like when it's a gradual progression of change over time, everyone does change, but it's not so finely pinpointed. Like, oh, it's just one thing. It's not an overnight change, right? It's kind of harder to put your finger on it. And so they keep asking, what's so different? I answer, I don't know. You know, I truthfully don't know, other than we've just continued to grow, right?
Right.
They say, always chasing the easy way out of no reason. Pacific deep in my business. You a slick clown. Should I break it down for you, baby? You don't need to know. Why are you so pressed to find out? This is just like an ultimate diss from Yoongi. This is all Yoongi right here.
That's right.
Yeah. I love the Pacific deep in my business when they're like right next to the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
Like you are such a fool. You are so deep. Like you look like a clown, you know, getting so deep into trying to figure me out and just being like, do I have to break it down for you?
Right.
Honestly, you don't need, why are you so pressed?
You won't even get it anyways. Yeah. I love him saying, why are you so pressed? Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then they go on to say, those guys are so special, special among Asians. Some kind of heroic beings, too hard to break. Ugh. We can't relate. We're just seven people though. You said we changed. We feel the same. Shit. This is J-Hope's line. And I feel like the, you said we've changed, we feel the same. Like that really stands out in his verse.
Mm-hmm.
But the line of like, those guys are special among Asians. We talked a lot about how this is a bit of a microaggression here. Like it's minimizing their accomplishments. It's not just that these guys are special. It's they're special among Asians. And it just really degrades them and diminishes their accomplishments by just saying, oh, among Asians, it is a microaggression. And then I just really can appreciate his like, we're just seven people though. You said we've changed, we feel the same. Like, of course they've changed. Like, acknowledging they've changed. They're the same people, the same group. But their music, of course, is going to evolve. And their style is going to evolve.
Right. Yeah. And I just love how it could be like, we feel the same, like as people, as individuals, we mm-hmm. feel like we're the same. Like we know that we've gone through stuff, but like we know who mm-hmm. we are. I'm the same person I was 10 years ago, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, but like yeah. they also, yeah, we feel the same. We agree with you that we have changed. We have mm-hmm. evolved, you know, their music, yeah. their style, what they want to do and how they do it. I love that kind of dual meaning of that line that yeah. he brings.
I like the power of like, they don't know about us. Yeah. And just like, people can speculate all they want. They can try to explain themselves all they want. They can try to say what's changed, what this, that, you know, but it's not going to really make a difference. We're never going to really know them.
And the calm delivery that Jimin has mm-hmm. during that chorus of, they don't know about us, is so chill. It's so like, mm-hmm. it perfectly aligns with what the rappers are saying in these verses of like, listen, just brush them off. Don't heed them any mind. Like they mm-hmm. literally just have no fucking clue and mm-hmm. they're not going to understand. So, you know, yeah. I love it. It's such a major fuck you.
It is. Yeah. It's great. So let's get into One More Iconic. Night. One More Night is a great song too.
I love One More producers, Night.
We have Diplo. P-Dog, we have Bo Nox, RM, Suga, J-Hope, you know, the same usual people, Aunt mm-hmm. Clemens. So this vibe is very tropical. It is like this synthy chill pop track. It's the kind of song that you would listen to while you're driving at sunset in some warm weather with the windows down, your best friend's all right there next to you. It takes me a little bit to the tropical like Dynamite remix, a little bit of the Kayla, you were saying like 24/7 heaven. You were on 24/7 heaven when we were it's doing giving. Research.
It's 24/7
heaven it tropical is. Remix.
Yes.
But ugh. Yeah, it's like really chill. This synthy pop. It's great.
I love it. I love the do, like 1-2, 1-2-3 beat at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Immediately, like even as I'm saying this, my shoulders are moving. Like,
oh, yeah.
It has me dancing immediately. I am obsessed with it from the first second the song starts. It has this like, kind of electronic steel drummy sound that's giving it that tropical vibe, but it's a little bit synthy. Like it's not a very punchy steel drum, mm-hmm. you know, it's like it's smoothed out. And then there's like during J-Hope's part, there's a little dance EDM vibe that is, there's a very similar sound used in the background, a kind of choppy sound that's very similar to J-Hope's Just Dance bridge. Mm-hmm. And although Swim is a pretty poppy song, you know, mm-hmm. I think that this is the most pop song on this whole album.
Yeah. It's much more upbeat from that too, vibe. Like the super upbeat kind of pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the first verse with RM, these lyrics that he shares contrast with the vibe of the song in the opposite way that like Animals did. Like he kind of has some pessimistic lyrics here, even though the song itself is very vibey. And in this, you know, first verse, he's kind of assuming like this might come to an end at some point. Like one day I might be crying because of you, but, you know, I feel you back to me, falling back to me, and it scares me and it already saddens me how our shadows grew too alike. Like the issues that we both have, they're too similar, and that will like likely be the end of this relationship, mm-hmm. you know? But mm-hmm. it's setting us up into, well, let's just have this, you know, this fantasy. Let's pretend like that's not happening right now. And instead, pre-chorus, this is the part that hooks me so fucking hard. The 24 hours in the tub, like mm-hmm. 24 hours of your thought. ZZZ, don't wake me up. It's a dream. Don't wake up my going to the chorus fantasy. I absolutely love ZZZ, don't wake me up. I don't know what it is. I think those lyrics are so cute. I'm so obsessed.
Yeah,
like,
ZZZ.
Every time I hear uh-huh. them, I'm like, ooh, ooh. Like, I just, yeah. I eat it up every
it's
time.
It's fun to sing along to. That
so
part.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, this song is, I don't know how else to take the song other than romantic, but like,
yeah.
definitely like this one more night. You're my fantasy. I'm your fantasy. Let's repeat one more night. Give it to me one more night. Give me one more mm-hmm. fantasy with you. Like, even if, like, with RM's verse, like, even if we're like, maybe bad for each other and I can already see how our shadows are growing to a like,
right.
I still can't help but to, like, slip back into you and you slip back into me. Like, totally. Let's just give it one more night, right?
Ooh, sexy. Yeah.
In verse 2, Suga says, Mood up there all day, like cloud nine, all day, walking it side by side. These changes surprise me too. A gift just by existence, a morning together with you. It's all understood without words. So instead of something grandiose, just stay right here next to me. And I love his verse because it is like, we just being in each other's existence is a gift. I don't need to do any like large gesture. You don't have to do anything big. Like, we just got to stand here right next to each other. We understand each other without even words. Like, it's perfect. Wouldn't change a thing. Yeah.
We don't even need to talk, baby. We can just be together. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. And then in the bridge, J-Hope has the bridge. He says, Celine, you resemble, which we kind of speculate that he's talking about Celine, like the jewelry or like the brand. And he says, stay beautiful as you were last night by my side. Break the darkness. If I could see you just one more night past dawn's light, hit it, get it, do it again. J-Hope.
Freak.
He is a freak. He's the one with the lines that are so like, there's no other interpreting it than just hit it, get it, do it again. You know?
Physical
like,
love. Let's just, right.
Yeah. Let's go for it. As love beautiful it. As you are.
I just have to say, in the outro, like vocal line, beautiful. It's Jin, it's Taeyang saying, close your eyes, tell me what you see. Baby, I give it to you all night. Every night is our fantasy. But what cracks me up every time, and like not in a bad way, I love it, is RM in the background, ain't nothing but a dream, baby. Like, he's like, I mean, this is like when people are like calling him Daddy Namjoon. Daddy? Like, of course, yeah. He's in the background being like, ain't one by one, ain't nothing but a dream, baby. Like, he's like, give it to me, you know? This is like expensive girl RM like sneaking out here. Yes. It's just like, oh, it makes perfect. It so perfect. It's so fun. It's so funny and cute. Yeah. And yeah, I'm obsessed with this song.
It's a vibe. It's a total vibe. Love it.
All right, let's get into please.
Woo. All right, producers, we have Tyler Spry, James Essien, Ryan Tedder, RM, Suga, and J-Hope. And so for this song, we really feel like this truly is classic BTS. Like, Please is absolutely a song that you could hear on one of their past albums.
Oh, this song is the 24/7 heaven from Dark and Wild. This is like that vibe.
It's just like, this is the third time we've mentioned 24/7 heaven in this episode.
Just the second. It's only the second time. But this is like because it's like the R&B, and that's what we get from that song and from Dark and Wild so much. It also, the beginning of this song reminds us of like a similar beat and like melody of Moving On from HYYH Part 1. So again, like a classic like R&B-esque song from BTS. So it very much feels like them.
It is so seductive. Like, it is a total in between the sheets song. That level of R&B.
Totally. Yeah. It's got the R&B rhythm. It's got like the claps during the verses, and then this like nice piano comes in to carry us into the chorus. It's delicious. It's so good.
Yeah. We talked about this being the song where BTS is going to come out shirtless in the concert.
Yes.
Like, hello. Kayla's like, Jungkook is going to have to reveal his tattoos someday. Like, he's saving it. He's saving it for the concert.
Because I said to you remember, J-Hope was just touring with his shirt wide open, fucking shirtless, body rolling to Mona Lisa. And you're telling me BTS aren't going to be shirtless on this tour? Oh, they're going to be. At least three song, members at one time are going to have their shirts totally open. This is the perfect song to do it.
Dangerous.
Body roll to Please.
Scary territory if they do that. Like, ARMY will be more than blushing in the audience.
If you thought we were feral before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get into the lyrics. So Jungkook has the intro. He says, if you wanna, I'll do the thing for you if you wanna. If you want, it's hard not to sing it, like just like reading these lyrics. Fuck. Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, really, it's just him saying, like, if you're ready, I'm ready. Like, just say the word. Right.
Tell me what you want me to do to you. You know?
Yeah.
The chorus, baby, oh, please. When the world divides us, Baby, oh, please, I'll take another step closer. I'm on my knees. Stay with me on my worst day. Hold you tighter right now. Even hell, I'm down. All I want is you. And I love this of, like, when the world divides us, I'll take another step closer. Such a beautiful message of, like, we're just going to keep, I'm choosing you in every moment. Mm-hmm. Stay with me on my worst day. Hold you even tighter now. I mean, we just talked about HYOH part one with Moving On. I mean, hold me tight reference. Hello.
It is hello. A hold me tight reference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then them saying, like, even hell, I'm down. Like, even through, like, the worst situation you can imagine, the worst that life can dish us, like, I'm down as long as we're here together.
Mm-hmm. And Sugar kind of goes off of that. Yeah. He says, any place that you are, I'll surely follow. Path of thorns, I'll tread right over. The world's always getting in between us, going in circles. Where are we getting started? And I just feel like, yeah, like, truthfully, wherever you are, even if it's on a path of thorns that I have to go over, like, happily I will walk right over it as mm-hmm. long as I can be with you.
And then RM pre-chorus, you want me just all day, all night, hold me from the front, back, left, right, I need you, like, oh me, oh my, you got me, like, you got me, like. And okay, Bethany, I have to say, stage, concert, middle of the stadium, right? Middle right. of the stadium. He's got a front, back, left, right. Mm. Okay? They're going to be body rolling in all directions. You know? They're going to be giving it to the crowd all over.
Damn.
The fan no. service. Hold me from the front, back, left, right. Tell me. Tell me they're not doing that. You know?
oh, yeah. For sure.
1,000%. This is also the second time
mm-hmm.
in the album that they've referenced, like, front, back, left, right. Because they did this during... We didn't mention it, but during Body to Body in the rap yeah. chorus, when they're like, front, you know, I got it for the front, J-Hope's the back, line. The left, the right, J-Hope's line. Mm-hmm. So they're clearly mm-hmm. referencing, like, being in the stadium here.
Yeah, I hadn't thought yeah. about that. They really, yeah. they planned it all out.
They did. So, but I mean, this is a really suggestive pre-chorus from him here, too.
Yes. So,
dying over it. Yeah. J-Hope goes on to say in his verse, if I ever knew happiness, it was only you. Look, my cup runneth over. Come and get a sip. Oh my God. Suggestive as hell. Yeah. Praying on it for eternity. Your soul and mine find reliance in you. Baby, baby, please. This is like, oh my God. He's like preaching true love. He's like, this is true mm-hmm. love. I want you forever. You and only you. You're the best part of my life. Like, this is such a love song.
It is a love song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sexy song. It's truly,
a sexy love song.
It's a sexy love song. Yeah.
I mean,
you could spread it to, like, yeah, the BTS and ARMY relationship too, you know, like mm-hmm. they would do anything to be with us.
Right.
This
is that, like, mature it BTS. Is,
it is suggestive for it sure. It is
suggestive. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I love it. And I mean, that if you want it, I'll do the thing for you. Like,
right.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I kind of slept on this song at the beginning, but I really love this song now.
Yeah.
It's a vibe too.
I can't get over it. I love mm-hmm. it so much. Okay. Bethany, I told you, I knew this was going to be an hour and a half long episode.
I know.
With these songs.
Here we are.
Into the Sun. What a way to end this album. Let's get into it. We have heavy hitting producers, P-Dawg. Number one producer on this album, on this song, P-Dawg, Diplo, Tyler Johnson, Ghost Loop, Nitty, some of the same writers, but Taeyong, the third highest credited writer on the song, followed by Jimin. Mm-hmm. We've got Tizo Touchdown back in here. We've got some Ghost Loop, RM, Yoongi, J-Hope, of course.
Lots of people working on this one.
Lots of people. Great combos here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see Jimin and Taeyong there towards the top of the writer
Me
credits
too.
how rare. What an opportunity here for them to really have worked on this. The song starts with whistling and an electric guitar, and when the song ends, it ends with the same whistle, so it kind of brings us full circle here to build and to wind it back down. And then at the beginning, Taeyong used a vocoder, aka a voice coder, at the beginning of the song. This is an audio processor that analyzes a voice and then synthesizes it, creating a robotic talking synth effect. So a lot of people were making memes like with like the robot emoji or like putting a fan in front of their mouth, like in front of the microphone to go record. But this is like an audio tool and it's not used very often. So when you hear it, it's like, whoa, that's very different. The first time listening at like, you know, midnight when we got to this song, we both snapped our heads and looked at each other in shock. And like, have to say, we started laughing just because it was, we did not expect this sound to come from it. But then we restarted the song. And once we like knew what it was going to be, we immediately acclimated to it and we really liked it. I think the initial shock was just not expecting to hear that type of vocal layering and editing. But really, like, I keep going back to like, I really was hoping for some sort of experimental push and edge for BTS to really get into some weird shit with this album, like RM did with his Right Person, Wrong Place album. And I just feel like, after processing it, we love this experimental edge that this use of the vocoder gives. It pushes the envelope. And I love when music has non-traditional elements that give it a unique texture. And that's what the use of the vocoder does. I just am obsessed with it.
It does give it a unique texture and like timbre on it. And this is probably one of the songs that has a lot of mixed reviews on just the sound of it, because it is jarring first time listening through. I personally really love the layered vocals, and I think Kayla, you do too, but with the effect, it immediately took me to the Beatles, because like something about the harmonies and the layering of the voices really took me there. The general like experimental arrangement of these vocals took me to the Beatles' Abbey Road. Just overall, like, I immediately pulled up Abbey Road and was like, Kayla, like, trying to make you listen to like so many different songs on Abbey Road, but I was like, this song just is like taking me there. And the song ending the album, like, it's just really a time of reflection here at the end, like as a whole. And to hear this experimentation, you really see the growth and development and evolution and just this matured sound of BTS now. And it really makes me excited for them and the albums to come and the music to come from them here on out. Like, I really hope that the success of Arirang gives them the confidence and reassurance to continue to make the music that they are called to make. And this song is that experimentation that maybe this song isn't everyone's cup of tea, but this is kind of where they're leaving off on this album, is like really starting to just do what they want and what they feel is right in the moment. And this song overall, I think, is really bright and happy and positive. It's very hopeful with its delivery. These vibes that we were guessing we'd get from an ending track titled Into the Sun.
Yeah. And also, like, ending on this experimental note, they also started the album on a quite experimental note with sampling Arirang and Body to Body. Yeah. I mean, the beat and like the production and Hooligan is just insane.
Stuff they took a lot of risks
before. A lot of risks. And I love that they, you know, really pushed it here at the end too. Make this song the new Spring Day. Make it the new Spring Day. We don't have to wait for spring anymore, for, you know, the snow
people
to melt, for BTS to come
past
back.
That vocoder, though, like,
I know.
I feel like that's stop the hang up.
Listen to the whole song again, please. Okay, because like the
just get
beauty,
past that part.
Seriously, of being like, BTS, I'll follow you into the sun. It's just so fucking beautiful and positive. Mm-hmm. And like, it's all of the messages that we could get from Spring Day, but it's the 2026 version. Mm-hmm. Overall, this song itself, as far as the production, besides the vocoder, is stripped down. There's a classic strumming guitar. There's simple drums with like a lot of kick in there. And the rap verses are very, very calm. And the rap verses bring us down between this massive buildup of vocals that comes during the choruses with all of the layering and with all of the crescendo and loud voice that is coming through. So great balance here that kind of like brings you through the ebb and the flow of the song and brings you up and down, which makes for a great vibe.
Yeah. This is the song where J-Hope's voice is like a hug. It really feels like a hug. He does that in so many past BTS songs. Like, it's just a really comforting, loving song. It really is. It ends with this electric guitar that really takes us out of it. Again, this takes me to Echo with the more alternative rock sound. The vocoder drops off, and it's just pure, bright vocals. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. I agree, Kayla. Make it the new spring day.
Yeah.
Let's get into these lyrics. In the first verse, it's V and Jungkook. They say, "Baby, you remind me. I want someone like you. Fires are never dying. I want someone like you. Nobody knows me, honey. No one like you. If you want to go there, I'm ready to be with you." And it just reminded by the fans why they do what they do. Like, I feel like "Baby, you remind me." It's like they see ARMY and they remember why their fires are never dying, why they keep doing what they're doing. It's someone like us in the audience. It's the listeners who listen to them that knows them. And I think this goes back to, like, they don't know about us. Like, now they're saying, like, "Nobody knows me like you know me." Right. "And I want to go there. I'm ready to go with you." Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remind me of why I'm on the merry-go-round, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, why they go through all the pain, the abnormal lives, the judgment, the haters, because they remember the people like ARMYs who love them for their authentic selves that keeps them going.
1,000%. Yeah. The chorus, "You call, I run. I love it. It's simple. It's commitment. Dark days and find the sun. No matter what we go through, we're finding the positivity. I don't care how far, just wait. Dawn. Like, I don't care how far I have to go, how long it is, just wait, and then we will have this beautiful, bright, happy, sunshiny, warm moment together. The dawn, the new beginning, the new light." So much that dawn can represent there. This is where J-Hope's verse comes in that you said sounds like a hug. I totally agree. Him saying, "Baby, what do you want? What do you need? Tell me how you feel." Talk about the parasocial relationship between BTS and ARMY, but like,
yeah,
but it really, I mean, when we feel like we get comfort from them, it's like lines like this of, you know, feeling like what we need to hear, we can hear it from them through their music. "When the wind, when the sun sets and the warmth as it rises up, what you must feel, the sunlight from dusk to dawn." Him relating to ARMY, him questioning and wondering and trying to get into our shoes a little bit through these lyrics. "Until the break of dawn, I will be guarding you into the sun," saying, "We BTS, we're here to take care of you. We're here for you, to support you, to love you, to be there, no matter what." And I think that's beautiful. I want
the imagery and the gorgeousness of these lyrics, truly. I love it.
Yoongi going on to say, "24/7 feels like 24. Like, I think he's relating, like, you know, the youth of feeling like you're 24 years old and how you could, like, literally run on, like, 2 hours of sleep and, you know, pull overnighters all the time when you're that age. Like, we make them feel young again. 24/7, we make them feel young. Him going on to say, "Don't be afraid. Remember that it's only for a moment." Oh, giving me like animals vibes, giving me the love and the support. "Don't be afraid," knowing that moments can pass, passing through the dark night, he says, greeting the morning as it comes. Just knowing that we're going to get through this darkness together. We're going to find that dawn. Again, beautiful, super positive, hopeful imagery. Open that your eyes dawn to the sun.
Yeah. That new beginning, the start of a new day, the freshness, the 2.0, the future. Yeah. I love it. And it's so compassionate and loving, these lyrics. Yeah, they are just really being so tender with their words and what they're saying to ARMY here. And the second verse, it's RM and Jen. RM says, "The hour of the dog and wolf, the compass of the broken beast, the refuge that we seek, a human with a breath, rebels. I just want to go home to where you are, where the grass grows and the stars set. Please pass the fire into this oil. You are wonderful. The moon probably won't be coming out today." And I just feel like that his whole verse is really so beautiful in how it's describing that, you know, even kind of like and dark times. I want to go home to where you are, and that's where you are is where the grass is growing. That's where things are beautiful. Pass the fire into this oil. It's like we can ignite something within him. And how wonderful we are that the moon probably won't come out today. Like, it's just like going into the sun. It's just the beautiful dawn that we're at. Yeah. And then Jin, guys, this is important. It's the most important part of the song. Jin sings, "And if we run out of time, I'll chase the feeling, never too far behind." And oh my God, guys, I need this Jin live. Everyone better be looking at him, appreciating him. I'm sure you will be. But his live vocals here are going to be killer, the Never Too Far Behind. He's going to blow us all away. I know there will be tears streaming down my face, like ugly singing with him, belting. I can picture it. And it's going to be iconic, monumental, life-changing. Yes. I need it's to hear this awake. Live. I'm looking forward to it. It's like absolutely something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Never too far behind. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, after this too, all of the vocoder like drops out and we go into the outro of the repeated, "I'll follow you into the sun, into the sun." This is such a perfect way to end the album. It means so much thinking about all that they've gone through as a group, as solo artists, through military service, and even through making this album, that they are finally back, OT7, here with us. And in the song all throughout, reaffirming why we love them so much and why we love their music, and that, yes, like, we'll follow them anywhere just like they would with us. And I like get chills, and I think it's such a beautiful way to wrap up this entire phenomenal, like, iconic album from this much awaited group that, returning from all that they've gone through.
It did not disappoint.
No.
At all. They really did something special here with all of the pressure in the world on their shoulders. They truthfully managed to do it all, stay true to themselves, bring the appeal globally, to make hits.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic, and I don't take it lightly, and I'm willing to say on record my favorite BTS album.
It's my favorite BTS album too.
Yeah. And I mean, you could say, oh, it's just recency bias. And I'm not saying that I don't absolutely love their previous albums, but I feel like every single time we hear something new from them, we're like, oh my gosh, this is the best they've ever done. But man, what they put into this album, the ranges that they gave us, the authenticity that came through, I'm astonished by it. And I truthfully am in love. Can't stop listening. Like, for me, this is a 10 out of 10 album.
It's a 10 out of 10. It's a no skip. Yeah. It's one that I will always think fondly of looking back on. I think it is a declaration of who they are, of coming back together after all this time apart. Yeah. I think it is a beautiful representation of who they are today. Yeah,
I agree.
That special. Still embodies who they were in 2013 too. Like, it's huge. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
But they did it.
Yeah.
So again, just many congratulations to BTS for this album. Just incredible album that they were able to give us. We can't wait to see it on tour. But we know this is a longer episode than normal, but how could we?
I was just looking, like, the album is 41 minutes and we managed to talk about it for 3 hours.
Listen, there's a lot to say. We said we could have talked about just Hooligan for 3 hours. So it's amazing that we talked about the whole album in 3 hours. But we love being able to pick their music apart like this. Let us know your thoughts about the songs on the second half of the Arirang album. You know, tell us in the Instagram comments or on Spotify comments, or email us, and, you know, anywhere that you can find us on Twitter, on X, and let us know, because we're definitely interested in your thoughts and what you think, and if any of your, you know, thoughts were changed or, you know, deepened by our analysis of this too, because there's a lot to go off of here for these songs here. We appreciate you listening, and of course you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.